Looking at the screen in more detail, around Christ on his throne are three tiers of saints, and on the bottom tier, two biblical scenes from the life of Mary. On the far left, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary to tell her she will be with child, and that he will be called Jesus, and he will save his people. On the far right, Mary, pregnant with Jesus, visits her cousin Elizabeth, who also, miraculously, is pregnant in her old age with John the Baptist, and she feels him leap with joy within her womb at Mary's news. As mentioned earlier, the medieval guild saints are pictured on the lower tiers, and the saints are usually recognisable by how they are pictured. So, between the two episodes of the life of Mary and below Jesus are, from the left, St. Peter, holding the keys of the kingdom given to him by Jesus upon his declaration that Jesus is the Messiah in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 17. Thomas Becket, and centrally the Virgin Mary and child. The abbey is named after St. Thomas of Canterbury and Mary. St. Alban, holding a sword and the cross of St. Alban. St. Paul, holding a sword, a reminder of his martyrdom and his epistle letters to the churches. In the middle tier, we have the medieval guild saints to the left and right of Jesus. On the left, St. George, immediately recognisable, slaying the dragon. Then St. Margaret of Scotland, and St. John the Baptist holding a lamb. When John baptised Jesus in the River Jordan, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," in John chapter 1, verse 36. On the right of Jesus, we have St. John the Divine, holding, as legend has it, the cup of poison he was given to drink. The contents turned into a serpent when he blessed it. Next to him we have St. Andrew, and then on the far right, St. Michael the Archangel, also slaying a dragon. Above these, on the tabernacle heads, and much harder to see, are, from left to right, St. Felix, St. Etheldreda, St. Edmund, St. Hugh, Mother Julian of Norwich, and St. Fursey.